The Swine Health Information Center has completed an evaluation of two types of PennSide tests for African swine fever. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Research conducted in Vietnam by the Swine Health Information Center has evaluated three PennSide tests for African swine fever virus detection, a PennSide PCR test, and two lateral flow tests. Dr. Paul Sundberg, the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group, says both types of tests were evaluated using whole blood and oral swabs.
The PennSide PCR test was actually pretty good at detecting ASF. It was able to detect ASF in infected pigs within 3 days after they were infected, and then detecting them as positive as long as 10 days later. And we stopped the project at 10 days post-infection. So the PennSide PCR test was able to detect that infection early. It detected it all the way through, and it was 100% specific. We analyzed whether there was an opportunity for false positives, and that was the specific test. And we also analyzed if there was an opportunity for false negatives, and that's testing its sensitivity. And both of those were very good with the PennSide PCR tests. The specificity of the lateral flow was also very good, but its sensitivity was very low. It didn't detect ASF antigen in those samples as quickly as the PCR test did, and it also didn't test positive as long. It was very specific, but it wasn't very sensitive in that it missed infections early and it missed infections late.
Dr. Sundberg says the ability of the lateral flow test to find infection throughout the course of infection was only about 50% at best, and that's fairly low when you want to have confidence in a PennSide test. For more, visit farmscape.ca or swinehealth.org. I'm Bruce Cochran.